Why is it today that we would want to know so much about the ancient city of Athens, a place of perhaps at most a quarter of a million people, more than 2,500 years ago? It was in the 5th century BC that Athens produced the first philosophers, the first historians, the first dramatists. It was the home of brilliant sculptors and painters and architects. It gave birth to democratic government during this century, an institution absolutely unique for the ancient world. And at the same time as all these other events, Athens achieved military and economic power unrivaled in Greece, which it exploited to aspire to even greater things. Because we have such a wealth of information about the city of Athens, and because it seems to apply so well by comparison or contrast to people of all times and places, archaeologists and historians have devoted centuries to the closest possible study and reconstruction of the ancient city. As we'll see, not only are many of the public buildings still preserved, but even items of daily life and civic business can be reconstructed today. My name is Jeff Rustin, and I'm from the Classics Department at Cornell University. I'd like to take you on a visit to classical Athens, to three places where the Athenians came in contact, first with their gods on the Acropolis, second with their public officials and fellow citizens in the Agora, and finally where they commemorated the spirit of their ancestors in the Kerameikos Cemetery.